We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ, I'm very excited to have our next guest on. Great friend to the show. And today, the Mariners drought ends starting today as the season starts. And I'm very excited to chat with Ryan Roland Smith.
What's up, Hyphen?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
We're doing well. If you guys don't know, man, Ryan is a good friend of the show. If you want to tweet at him, it's at @hyphen18, at @hyphen18. Don't forget his podcast, The Top Step with Ryan Roland Smith and Grant Balfour. A couple of Aussie dudes talking baseball because they played the game. And Ryan, we're excited. We talked to you. Of course, you told us we had a lot of reasons to be excited last time we talked to you. And this was really during the strike when it first started, and the lockout, I should say. But now, you know, we've got the emergence of Julio Rodriguez, and now we've got opening day. Steve is always excited. He always thinks it's now time, but I think a lot of people are thinking this is now time.
Yeah, for sure. And first of all, I do have to say this. I was thinking about this morning when I woke up. I knew I was talking to you guys today. Well, actually, I didn't know. I was waiting for a text message or something, because that was just the tradition every opening day. I was talking to you guys, and then 1 year I didn't, and we sucked, and it was bad. That's an old flop, so hopefully we can restart this tradition. But no, hey, look, I love opening days. They are the best. And for this team, too, you got to remember, there is a lot of expectations on this team, and there's a lot of storylines and everything else. But I was looking through the roster, literally half of them is their first ever opening day. Guys like, obviously, Julio Rodriguez, Jared Kelenic, guys like that. But even the older guys too, man, like Paul Sewald, who was an absolute stud last year, he's never had an opening day. I mean, there is a bunch of guys. So it's a special time, but I think as far as this team goes, and we talked last time I think it was around the time of the lockout, but I just think that what I do like is going into this season, you had the option, and Jerry DePoto had the option to do something that you never, ever want to do, and that's where you feel the pressure, where you have to start acquiring every single player, and to do that you're going to have to trade away all these young players that the Mariners have stockpiled the last couple of years. But he didn't have to do that. I think that move when you got Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez from the Reds, they literally gave up one guy, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, all right, are we going all in here where you're just going to get rid of the entire farm system, and if it doesn't work out, then you're looking at a 2023 and beyond where you have to rebuild again from that foundational level? But he didn't have to do that. He basically made some moves, big ones and some lateral moves, that, man, have made this team so much better than the 90-win team we saw last year. So it's an exciting time for sure.
And I just saw this morning, dude, they just locked in J.P. Crawford, 5 years for $51 million, man.
Yeah, I love seeing that, man. Here's why. A couple of reasons. Number one, I haven't looked at the numbers yet. I don't know I'm guessing it's probably around $10 million a year. It's not like something where they had to go into the hundreds of million dollars to get J.P. Crawford to lock him up. But any time, be pre-opening day, that you can get someone like J.P. Crawford, who was really vocal last year, he's one of those leaders, where you can say, here you go, dude, we want you here, not just this year. We're not going to start messing with you at the trade deadline. We're not going to start figuring out other options here at shortstop. You're our guy right now. Here you go. Here's 5 years. Man, I'm telling you right now, that energy from JP just resonates throughout the clubhouse. You see it from a player's point of view. That guy gets it. Everyone shakes his hand. He's happy. Other guys start thinking long-term just like him around the clubhouse. That makes life a lot easier. So I'm excited.
And
he's playing into that contract.
Yeah, and for folks, I mean, he's our Gold Glover, right? The Gold Glover shortstop. And, boy, people, I'm sure a lot of people like Robbie Ray, the new stud pitcher, love having him behind him.
Oh, yeah, and let's not forget, too, I mean, he came over, J.P. Crawford, and these are one of the, this is one of these storylines that I love, man. Like, people don't realize Perry Hill, he's a coach for the Mariners. He's old school. Now, baseball has taken on this new identity of analytics and numbers driven, and, you know, you go all the way back to the Moneyball era and stuff like that. Well, Perry Hill is completely opposite. He's old school. So when J.P. Crawford, who was a first-round pick, I wouldn't call him a bust, but he was a bit of a letdown with the Philadelphia Phillies. He comes over for pretty much, you know, not, I wouldn't say nothing, but coming over to get an opportunity. He kind of had this thing about him where he's like, oh, you know, the game owes me something. All of a sudden, Perry Hill got around him, this old school dude. He was kind of like his mentor. Next thing you know, J.P. Crawford, night and day different when it comes to attitude, work ethic, routine, everything. And now the results show for themselves, man. I mean, not only a Gold Glove shortstop, but he can hit too. He's way more patient. Hit the ball to left field, all those little things that you just love to see. So I just think there's pretty good little storylines here and guys to root for with this team. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
So we're talking to Ryan Rowland-Smith about your Seattle Mariners. And, Ryan, there's been some changes. Part of the, you know, part of the lockout agreement was some changes to the game. And and some people who are casual to the game might not know. So what is something we should be looking for, the differences that we should see when we watch the M's play?
Well, some of the big ones that were discussed, you know, during the lockout, like banning the shifts, which that'll be implemented next year. Some of the other things like, you know, a pitch clock, that'll come in next year as well. So some of the big ones you'll see next year, you won't quite see the change right away. But some of the ones that I really like is, like, for example, the mound visits has been around the last couple of years. But now they're taking that to another step where all of a sudden you can't disengage the rubber. So, for example, this, I love this one, man. I love this one. So the pitcher, let's say I'm a lefty, right? And, you know, I had a decent move. I can't just keep picking over the first base. And you have the crowd starts booing. It's like, let's go, get on with it. Well, all of a sudden, if you pick over twice, the third time, that runner can just take off. If you don't get him out on the third time, he gets a free bag.
Oh, wow.
So things like that are going to make the game speed up in that sense. Or even, like, the umpires, again, just like in football, which I do like. Like, I'm on the fence with football regarding how big of a fan I am. I'll be honest with you there. But I do love it, man, when there's a play and the official stands there and announces it. That's going to be the same in baseball now, too. So if there's a review, the umpire will announce it, and that's kind of caught on. It's a nice little thing. But as far as – I don't want to go back into the lockout because I remember talking to you guys about that, and I was stressed, man. I'm like, if we have this lockout, this is going to be such a dud of a season. But they got through that. There is some changes in the game, which I've got no problems with whatsoever, and it makes the game a lot more fun to watch.
So, Ryan, I read that they were going to, and maybe I'm losing my mind, maybe it's next year, but are they putting bracelets on the catcher and like a radio control buzzer or something in the hat so that there's no more signs?
I knew you had to go. I knew you had to go there, dude, because I was trying to avoid that. I get it. Technology, I understand it, and there's gizmos, and there's some money to be made from these companies, but I'm not a fan of this. And I'll dive into that with you. I was trying to avoid it, dude, if you didn't pick up on that, but that's okay. Basically, the catcher's got this device on their, you know, on their right sleeve, on their left sleeve, and they can type in a button which says basically fastball inside or fastball outside or something. And the pitcher has a device just in their hat, just over their ear, where they can hear exactly what the pitch is. And he can shake or, I don't know, maybe he presses a button, but he can shake it off and they go again. Well, you're allowed five of these on the field. So, you know, the infielders have to know what pitch is coming too so they can set up their defense. Yeah, so you're allowed five.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
five of these on the field. And the thing is, here's the crazy part of this too, man, and this was brought up. You can, like, let's say there is a shift, right, and the certain fielders need to know. You can share them. So, you know, old mate at, you know, third base can walk over to the shortstop and say, hey, I need that from you right now, and put it in his hat or hear the song. It's just, to me, look, I've got no problem against technology whatsoever. I'm fascinated in the new way of the game, everything else. But let's just leave the computers and the gizmos off the field of battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go to war, fellas. Like, and the other thing is too, guys, from an optics standpoint, I love when I'm watching the game, you see the catcher flash of sign, so you kind of know what's going on before he throws that pitch. I like that too. So, yeah, whatever.
It's all good. Here's more importantly, can we play Wordle on this thing? I mean, that's all I need to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the nail polish injury. Like, what about the nail polish industry? I mean, they're going to lose a lot of money now that the catchers don't put nail polish on. This is a beating.
Yeah, there's protests out in front of MLB, the offices right now. Everyone's trying to figure it out, but it is the nail polish industry. They're all standing there with their little their picket line, basically saying, "What are you doing?"
Wait.
But no, it's a bit of a bummer, man. I just want to keep the game. I'm not trying to be, you know, back in my day or old school or whatever. But I love the fact that you have to, you know, give a little sneaky little sign to pass the hitter, not some computer that just tells everyone what's going on. It's just weird, you know.
Did a catcher? Hey, stupid question, Ryan. But I mean, as a former pitcher, did a catcher ever get mad at you instead of giving you a signal? They just flipped you the bird in between their legs.
Hey, listen, I never got the bird, but it's pretty much the same thing, man. I've had some catches where I'll shake off. And just that, like, that pulsing finger down and just to say, listen, dude, I'm going to come out and headbutt you in a second if you don't throw this pitch. Or you get the old, like, just let down, like, with a catch. You just see that, you know, obviously they've got the mask on. They just, like, kind of shrug their shoulders and, like, put the sign down. Like, here you go. This is what you want. Like a kid who, you know, you just finally give a treat to a kid who's chucking a tantrum. That's how it was sometimes. I'm not joking.
That'd be funny. They're just like, Ryan, just throw the damn fastball. Stop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, seriously, if you pay attention enough, I know baseball's one of those games that you don't quite, sometimes, you know, the fan on the fence doesn't pay attention. But, dude, if you pay attention to that stuff, you can see it. But not now, because they've got little gizmos on their wrist, so that takes that away, too. Or maybe, you know, maybe he might just slap the button too hard and the button pops out or something. I don't know.
So we're talking to Ryan Roland Smith, of course, Mariners versus the Twins today at 1:00 on Root Sports. It's in Minnesota. And of course, Ryan, you can catch him on that. You know, you thought the big controversy that you hope we wouldn't talk about was, of course, the new ways that signs are being sent to the pitcher and catcher and all that. But the big controversy actually has been started by Steve Miggs. Everyone is calling Julio Rodriguez J-Rod. Steve doesn't like it. And so he wants to run this by you. Maybe you'll be the first guy to come up with and use this alternate nickname that Steve has for Julio.
Well, you remember in the Adam Sandler movie they referred to, it was Julia Gulia. So I'm thinking we go with Julio Gulio.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't mind that. Now, that's actually very clever. Good job on that one.
CBJ, kiss my butt.
I feel like he just gave you that shrug the shoulders sign is what he just
gave me the bless your heart. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I will say this. You have ruined me today because we are talking a lot of Julio Rodriguez. And I was going to drop the old J-Rod on him, but now I'm going to be thinking of you and that silly Julio Gulli, whatever the hell you've come up with.
Oh, dude, if you say that on Root Sports.
Every time I have to say that name. Why is it, Steve? What is it about the J-Rod you don't like? Is it too close to A-Rod? Is that where we're going?
Yeah, and you know, A-Rod left on bad terms. I feel like, you know what, we don't need that kind of mojo with this guy. I'm almost tempted to buy his T-shirt with his name on the back. I've been torn between him and Kelenic. I don't. Maybe you can help me pick. I'm too cheap to buy a jersey, so I'm going to get the T-shirt with the name and number.
Yeah, no, I'm with you too. I'm pretty tight on money too. I'm not going to lie. I'm not dropping, you know, I don't know how much it costs for a jersey, but the T-shirts you can wear everywhere. I get
right.
it, but I would still go the Rodriguez jersey. I would. Now, I'm kind of with you on this. I haven't thought about it a whole lot, but the fact that you just, I'm not saying the Mariners marketing team do an amazing job, and they're pumping this kid. We haven't even talked about him yet during this chat, but he is, first of all, forget the name, this kid is an absolute stud, man. I never forget it. I really paid attention last year. A buddy of mine's a scout, and he was watching him in A-ball last year. He was watching him up in Everett, which is now the high A team for the Mariners. And he was texting me back and forth, and he was, you know, whatever, just random. I said, oh, how's Julio Rodriguez? Look, he goes, dude, I've never heard this guy because this guy's a glass half empty type of dude. he basically flat out said to me, he goes, dude, it is a waste of time him being here right now. It is a waste of time. Wow. I was like, really? And he goes, yeah, man. I mean, I'm watching him. It's like, no. He should be literally weeks away from the big leagues. Now, this was like halfway through last year.
Wow.
And when someone like that, someone who I respect their opinion a lot, says that, you're like, you really start to pay attention. And then when you saw him in spring training, man, he just has a different presence. There is something really special about this kid. Yeah, J-Rod, A-Rod, I get it. But, man, he's someone you can definitely root for. Plus, he gets it, man. He's one of these kids that just, he's got that little bit of arrogance, but he just absorbs all this superstardom and just absolutely treats it the right way. He's just, he really respects the game and all those little things. I can't wait to watch him today.
So listen, Ryan, this is your opportunity. Everyone's going the one way, but if you Julio Gulio him and you're the one that starts it, do you realize, I mean, that's your catchphrase. I think you got to go Julio Gulio if you're going to talk about him today.
Dude, I'm not big time enough to try and, remove my job by saying that on air. If I was like Edgar Martinez or some Mariners legend, fair enough, I might try and mess with it and throw Steve's name out there. But not me, man. I'm just some scrub trying to keep his job. No chance. Not happening.
Could you imagine the post-game meeting that they got Root Sports like, Ryan, what were you thinking when you said Julio Gulio?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you mention our names and they go, you know, Ryan, you need to make better choices. You really
it's like you're gonna stop hanging out with that crowd. That's right.
Oh man. Well, make sure you tune in. Ryan Roland Smith, one of the great analysts of a great team on Root Sports, as the Mariners start their season today in Minnesota, 1 o'clock on Root Sports. You can tweet Ryan at @18. Don't forget his podcast, The Top Step with Ryan Roland Smith and Grant Balfour. Well, Ryan, we will talk to you, and hopefully we'll talk to you later on this season, too, because we're hoping we get lots of great things to talk about with the Mariners. That would be fun.
Let's do it, man. I'm hoping so. Hopefully, next time I talk to you guys, they're ahead of that division doing big things. So it's been fun, guys. Happy opening day, and hopefully talk to you guys soon.
Definitely. Boy, I appreciate it, buddy. Boy, that would be great, because everybody's, of course, picking the Astros again. But, man, how cool would that be if the Mariners shock everybody, including those – how about a sweep next time when we play Houston? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Losing, PJ. They're going to win every game this year.
This is a brave prediction right there.
Led by Julio Gulio.
PJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.